Steve, you're familiar to our listeners through Saffron Planet, which is a feature we carry every week these days, and understand that you were launching it a couple of weeks ago at the Church's Media Council. You had a bit of interest there, it has to be said, didn't you?
Yeah, certainly did. We went there for the first time, and they gave us some exhibition space. So there we were with our sort of very cheap-looking graphics and posters, and right behind us were the mighty BBC. but we did actually manage to drown them out, funnily enough.
Great. Good stuff.
As you've heard, we tend to be quite vocal in our arguments, and all we did is we put it on the loudspeakers and turned it up.
Great. Super. So other stations are interested, aren't they?
Yeah, we did that. We had no idea, apart from your good selves in Scotland, we hadn't really tested it with anyone else, and we certainly had a bit of interest. We've got certainly one major Christian station that's shown an interest, though we're just as interested in non-Christian stations, because we feel what we have to say with this Saffron Planet thing is not just for Christians, but for ordinary people. You know, there's not much in terms of evangelism on radio. So, you know, it's really where our heart is in the first place. So,
well, I hope it continues onward and upwards. It's made for radio, really. I mean, it's on the internet, but I can imagine more and more stations discovering it and taking it up. Certainly hope that happens.
Yeah, us too. It's all in God's hands.